All right, I want to start with Joe Biden stepped out. I missed this in the first few minutes here, and I want you to see this. Joe Biden went out yesterday to take a few questions, right? It's a press conference. What's wrong with this? Because normally the way this works is you come out, you say, okay, Bob, Susie, Jane, whoever, you know these people, right? You know who these people are. You see them every day. They're the White House press corps. You get to know these people over time because you see them a fair amount of time. Doesn't work for Joe Biden particularly well. No, it doesn't at all. Let me give you an example. Here it is.
Third, next question. Who do I call on next? Hang on a sec. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize.
Who do I talk to? He's not capable of calling on a reporter. He's not capable of making the decision on who to talk to next. It's all written out for him, pre-planned, put on cards. If he deviates, he gets, I don't get in trouble. I don't want to get, Joey doesn't want to get in trouble. Want to go to get ice cream. Yeah. The leader of the free world is so compromised, it's disgusting. Meanwhile, back to our conversation about inflation, interest rates, and the future of the economy in America. Larry Summers, former Secretary of the Treasury, says an interest rate cut this summer, and for liberals, by the way, he says an interest rate cut this summer is dangerous and the inflation is not going to come down anytime soon. Here it is.
I was not hugely surprised by the numbers. In an economy that's growing faster than potential, with an unemployment rate that has a three handle, in the presence of massive and growing budget deficits and epically easy financial conditions, the idea that inflation would remain robust or even accelerate should not be a surprise to anyone. And that's what this data suggests. It was not me or some outside observer who emphasized the concept of supercore inflation, that is, taking out the transitory stuff and also taking out housing. And by that measure, inflation is running at above a 6% rate, and the three-month rate exceeds the six-month rate, and the six-month rate exceeds the one-year rate.
So do you understand what he's saying? We're running at 6% on the short term, higher on the longer term, higher than that on the longer term. If you go back, you look at grocery prices today compared to 2019, we're up 35%. 35%. That's why when you go to the grocery store, you go, oh, my God. Summer says it's more likely interest rates will go up, not down. Here's more.
This confirms the idea that the neutral rate is way above the 2.6% level that the Fed has been using as a North Star. In my view, puts back on the table. It is still not what I would expect, but you have to take seriously the possibility that the next rate move will be upwards rather than downwards. And anything could happen. Markets could crash. The indicators could turn down. But on current facts, a rate cut in June, it seems to me, would be a dangerous and egregious error, comparable to the errors the Fed was making in the summer of 2021 when it just didn't get the thread on inflation.
Yeah, so just to be clear, he was the Secretary of the Treasury under Bill Clinton for 2 years. He was the National Economic Council member in office for a couple more years under Barack Obama. So he has been around this his entire life. United States Deputy Secretary of the Treasury for 4 years. It's Larry Summers, not exactly a raging conservative. And he says rates are going up, the markets could crash. So what I cannot figure out is why the administration and all of its lieutenants continue to peddle the snake oil that everything's fine. Of course, maybe if they said panic, it'd be a bigger problem. And if you don't understand all of this, then it must be that you are out of touch. You see, don't they understand that we all go shopping?
We buy food, we fill our cars with gas. They don't seem to understand that very simple concept. I realize none of the people in Washington do any of those things because they live a very privileged life, but come on, get a clue, people, please. And while the economy is in the ditch, Janet Yellen, the current Treasury Secretary, says, actually, again, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Listen.
I guess I'm just wondering if the economy continues to hold up no matter what happens on the Fed.
I think we've got a good, strong economy. We've got very strong domestic demand. Consumers are holding up. Some low-income consumers are perhaps exhausting their buffers of saving that they built up during the pandemic. We're seeing a little bit more distress at the household level there. But generally, households are in very good financial shape.
And remember, they're not in good financial shape. Remember, you don't cause inflation. Business does not cause inflation. Unions don't cause inflation. Climate change doesn't cause inflation either. The only thing that causes inflation is government. And government causes inflation by reckless, out-of-control spending and the printing of money on a massive scale, which we have witnessed over the last few years like no time in history. This is the fault of the people in Washington. It is that plain and simple. Donald Trump also pointed out that inflation is out of control. And in Georgia, he called it out during a stop yesterday. Here it is.
As inflation gets under control between now and November, Biden has totally lost control of inflation. It's back. It's raging back. The number today was very high, very bad. It's actually much higher because they exclude various categories. It's actually much higher than that. The number is out of control. Biden has no idea what the hell he's doing. He's the worst president in the history of our country.
Biden has no idea what the hell he's doing. Oh, so true. And if we keep pursuing these same failed policies, I'm sorry, but it's going to get worse. That you can bank on. That you can bank on. I have your Yellowstone update. Kevin Costner, what's going to happen with that wildly popular series? You'll have to wait till after the break to find out on The Steve Gerber Show.